calling from AOG Service. This is Chelsea.
Oh, hi, Chelsea. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Palmero Tree Service.
Yes, that would be me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, tree service near me or, you know, whatever it might be, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your life, but have you done a search recently for tree services in your area by any chance?
When I was actually listing our company, because I recently listed us on Google, so when I was doing that, there is another company that their name is similar to ours, but it's different. They're the Palminators. And so it took a while for our stuff to be approved, and so I kind of, like, I saw how people would always go to them instead of us because we weren't on there. But, yeah, I know how it works, that you do, like, the sponsored ad and stuff. But we just got approved to be on there. I don't know. I was like, it hasn't even been a week. So I haven't had a chance to go back and, I mean, I searched it and it shows up, but other than that, I haven't, like, done a deep dive into it to see how it takes me anywhere else.
Okay. So you did a search by the company name, by your company name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. And when you type in your company name, you'll pop up right away, right? So the benefit of this would be if somebody doesn't know your name, but they know that they need tree services, they might type in tree service near me or tree service in Tucson. And what will happen is a list of the top recommended companies will pop up. And there are pages and pages of results in there, right? And when you submit yourself to Google, which I'm glad to hear that you've done that, that you've gone through the verification process and gotten approved, when you submit yourself to Google, you'll be on Google somewhere. You just never quite know where you're going to wind up, you know, unless they already know your name. So you may be on page 3, you may be on page 30. So what this does is this would take your listing and it would anchor it to the first page through keywords. So every time the search is performed within your service area, you'll be one of the options that they see right away, you know, at that moment that they need you. And that'll make sense so far, right?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I've done that for everything. They call me the Google Queen. Everything I look up, I know what you mean. It's the first thing that pops up. And,
okay.
We recently looked into it. And so we just went with Angie's lead, and we did that. And I know that Google is roughly around the same, if I'm understanding, like the Google ads and all of that. Is that what you're referring to?
No, we can do the ads too, but that's not why I was calling. This would be the local listings, which the actual at the top, and again, we can do those too. Those you pay-per-click, right? So they can get expensive only because clicks don't always turn into calls and calls don't always turn into jobs and there's a bidding system behind it. But with the local listings, it's just one flat monthly fee and you're always there every single time and you don't have to pay-per-click or per call or per lead. But the hard part about getting there, it's not the cost, it's the availability of the position in that geographic area, and that's why we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open first page position there. So if we were to program you in to appear there, the rule that Google has for us in order to maintain our partnership with them is that we can work with just one business per opening, so per category, per area. That way, you know, they would stop the calls to the area today if we were to program you in there, and then we can't work with anybody else in your territory. But again, with this, you don't have to pay per click. It's just one flat monthly fee. So whether you get 50 clicks or 5 million clicks, it's all the same price. And that'll make sense so far, right?
And what is that monthly fee?
Yes, I can pull that up for you now. So the cost will depend on a couple of things. How long have you been in business there as Palmero Tree Service? Oh, are you still with me?
Oh, sorry. I'm going through some mountain areas. 7 years.
Oh, 7 years? Okay. Is it just you, or are you and a partner, or like a crew?
It's my husband. So my husband owns the business, and I do all of the business, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and then, yeah, there's a crew. He has a crew of three. He makes four. So.
Okay. And as the Google queen, it sounds like you're the one who handles all of the marketing on behalf of the company?
Yes.
I'm speaking with her. Okay. Okay, great. So can I ask, you've been in business 7 years, and just now you've submitted yourself, gone through the verification process on Google. Can I ask why now?
To be honest, I had no clue that you had to submit it yourself. I just recently learned that you had to submit it yourself, and it just never dawned on me. We've been really busy based off of word of mouth. That we've never really had to look into supplementing into advertising anywhere else because that's been good enough. But we've realized that in order to grow the business beyond what we're doing now, we need to start marketing a little bit more. So that's when I noticed that we weren't on Google at all.
And oh, I see.
I'm actually submitting.
Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect then. Okay. So, the good news is you have that website already. This is you, palmerotreeservice.com, right?
Yes. That one needs some improvement, but yeah, that's
it. But you own the domain, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So the good news is, if you have that domain, then we don't have to buy you one. So it will bring the rate down a little bit for you. I'm just grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And I'm letting them know that you have that domain. And so, Chelsea, being that we have that area open for programming today, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make that first page position affordable, that's not a bad idea to help your girl a little bit now?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's an affordable thing. We're finding that, like, other marketing strategies we were using aren't the best.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, well, we'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, here he comes.
Hi, this is...